Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. Here we are once again overseas, interviewing and seeing and watching all the famous sights of Europe. Last week we were in Italy, the week before we were in France, and this week we are in England, glorious England. We are now in the county of Berkshire at the famous Bedside Manor, one of the most stately ancestral homes in England. There is a crowd of people here, and we are fortunate enough to have the owner of the home, and here he is, Norman, the Earl of Prun.
How do you do?
How are you, sir?
Very pleased to meet you.
Thank you, Your Lordship. You have certainly a beautiful home here.
You like it?
Yes, yes. Nice.
All these, it is lovely, isn't it?
It's a marvel. All these people, what are all these people doing here?
Yes, well, you see, I tell you, where we have, where I think I've scored over the other earls,
yes,
is that, you see, they have nothing to offer except their home as such and a few old tin suits of armor. Whereas I have got into the thing thoroughly.
Oh.
And I have other attractions. Well, you see, when they come out and they've seen the home, then we set about them.
Well, I see all the attractions, Your Lordship, but would you please tell the radio audience exactly, would you point out, what is that over there, for example?
That is a very interesting idea. I found that takes a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh?
I probably take more money with that than I do in everything else we've got here.
You mean you take money?
Coconut chives or anything. Yes, I'll tell you what that is. On my frequent trips into the West End, into town,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that, you probably noticed yourself,
yes,
a lot
yes.
of buildings being pulled down and put up, you know, I mean construction
oh, yes,
and demolition.
Yes.
Well, what I decided to do, I noticed that members of the public stopped, you see, and watched this going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, my goodness me, if they've got time to stop and watch, they've got time to pay. Has to be rather mercenary about these things.
But, and you charge these people admission?
Oh, yes, indeed. You see, the idea is they can come in one day and watch these bricks being put up.
I see.
And then the following day, they can come back, well, maybe 2 days later,
uh-huh.
trying to get a direction, and they can see them being, the same bricks, they saw being put up and taken down again.
Oh, that's
cool. And they pay a nominal fee, you know, about half a crown or something like that.
Oh.
And they can stay all day and drink tea there.
Oh, just, yes. You grow your own produce? You
Yes, I must tell you, everything that you're eating here, for example, that tea you had just
mm-hmm.
now, those cakes, they were all made from our own wheat, which
really?
We grow here. Those Brussels sprouts are our own.
Yes.
The cabbages are our own.
Yes.
Matter of fact, everything that you've actually eaten here is grown on my land, which is quite an achievement, I think.
Remarkable.
If you really think of it that
yes,
way.
Yes, it's remarkable.
Excuse me. Load of cabbages from Covent Garden, Your Lordship.
Earl
Norman, sir.
Man is a fool. A fool. Where were we? I'm awfully sorry.
The apparel, all the relics and costumes that
yes.
have seen inside the building. Could
yes.
you tell me
yes.
what they are?
Yes, I can. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of things like that. I mean, I have some original suits of armor. One that was worn by the Black Prince, you know.
Really?
Yes, he wore that. And I think he died in it. I'm not sure, but anyway, he did wear it. And these things over here,
mm-hmm.
I think you saw this earlier. These were actually worn by Queen Elizabeth I.
Really?
Yes.
Where did she
yes.
wear them?
I don't know exactly where she wore them. Probably in court, I should think, or on her, somewhere around, you know. It's rather difficult to try and place these things, because I don't really know what they are.
Thank
but I do happen to know, because I took them into town to be valued,
oh, yeah.
they are worth a considerable sum.
Thank you, Earl. And now, Earl, could
yes.
you tell me about yourself? What is your full family name, sir?
My family name is Prawn. The first Earl of Prawn came over with the Conqueror
yes,
for the day, you know, and I decided to stay for a while, and we've been here ever since.
Remarkable.
Excuse me, Norman. Sorry, sir. Don't sign anything, Norman. I mean, you know, don't get carried away. And
what?
No, I'm sorry, sir. Excuse me, but
yes?
the Earl is rather apt to sign, and I don't want him to get into, undesirable hands. His signature banded about his
and
work.
And who are you, sir?
I'm his agent. No one to talk about now, but see you later, Norman.
Yes. One has to have one's affairs handled by such a man.
Yes, thank you.
I'm not much of a mind for money.
Well, Earl, is there anything else you'd like to say? This is going all over America, you know, and I'm sure America is very interested.
Well, may I plug my latest record?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I've made a record. I've made a jolly, jolly good record, and I hope it will become a bestseller in America. What?
Well, I'd like to wish you all the best luck with your record.
Thank you very much indeed.
Norman, Earl of Prawn.
Prawn, yes.
Thank you.
And here it is.
say doodle up a dong ding. Get a jiving and a riding.
Jolly rockin' weather.
I'm a gamdingle, rock around the castle, a gamdingle, just a hard duck yarn.
Yeah.
I love to roll with my lover doll, they call me Earl Creole. Let's hear. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, time for a rock kick.
Yeah.
I say, let's go, let's jump like mad. Rock me, Peter, oh, I've got the big beat bad. Oh, rock with the tenants. And roll with the peasants.
Ooh,
I love to feel that beat in my country seat. Rock, rock, rock,
rock,
do rock,
rock.